Good morning, it's 8:45. Ballast Point Brewery opened its Pontotoc County Restaurant and Tasting Room last week to much local fanfare. Later this year, the brewery will open its East Coast production and distribution facility. Joining Evan Jones and me live today in our studio is Mike Alvarado, Ballast Point's Daleville General Manager. Mike, good morning. We appreciate you coming by this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, Mike, how would you describe, if you will, the first week's turnout at the restaurant and tasting room?
Well, anybody who was there, lines to the door, and then this is what I was telling my staff. This is what San Diego looks like all the time. So very busy. It was like, in fact, we were running out of food items by Sunday evening. So apologize for that. But, you know, a lot of it was really good stuff going on. The beer alone, we ran a lot of stuff too, but we got more beer shipment coming in. But my staff overwhelmed, had fun. It was just overall a great time. So even with the customers were like, wow, this place is amazing. And your staff just knows what's going on in their product. So
wow.
A lot of good training.
So what advice would you have, Mike, for people who may want to head out your way in a couple of weeks?
If they're okay with big crowds, you know, they come on in. Little patience is all it is. And then if they want a little bit, you know, more, you know, if they come in Monday through Wednesday, I'll serve them myself, you know, so.
Okay, well, let's turn our attention to the brewery, which is set to open later this year. Have you experienced any shortage of applicants from people who would like to work for a company that produces craft beer?
No, we haven't. In fact, the job fair went very well. My half, I hired everybody from the area except for four managers that I brought with me. Production facility, I think they're still in the works, but they have a lot of applications to go through. And people are still entering in, you know, turning in their resumes and all that. So everything's looking good. It's, I don't know how the facilities and production is going right now for hiring, but I know they got people coming from San Diego as well.
Now we are speaking with Mike Alvarado, who is General Manager of Ballast Point in Botetourt County. The tasting room and restaurant opened recently, the brewery to begin production later this year. Now, one of the earlier job postings I saw said that prior brewing experience is necessary for the brewery positions. Now, are you filling those with local people, or do you have to reach outside the region?
I think it depends on the experience and the education. So I know for a fact that they are hiring within the area, and they're outsourcing. So there's probably some San Diego people who are transferring over here already. So it's probably a combination of both.
Now, will you and your experts be able to tell the difference between the beer that's produced here and the beer that is produced at, say, in San Diego? Are your taste sensitivities enough that you can tell the difference?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think we could. The color, the taste. You know, in fact, all my staff is trained to, like, every time a keg kicks and we put a new one on, we taste test that beer. Just a splash to see if it's what it's supposed to be. So,
do you want your customers to be able to tell the difference between what you brew here and, say, at one of your California production facilities?
Of course. You know, anytime we get locals in, you know, we all have fun and, like, you know, we'll give them a little splash, you know, to make sure it's to their standards.
Okay. Yeah. Do you try to make sure, though, that there is a consistency, or do you actually welcome maybe at least little differences?
We make sure there's a consistency. We're going to have a lab in the area.
Okay. We are speaking with Mike Alvarado this morning. Mike is Ballast Point's Daleville General Manager. Now, Mike, you're big and getting bigger, now listed as the 13th largest brewer in the country. Now, Mike, do you still look upon yourselves as a craft brewer?
I do. I know we're big, but it's, I feel it's all about the community of craft beers. Like, as long as there's more breweries around, like, I feel like 2009 San Diego right now, like right before the craft beer scene blew up there. And I kind of feel the same thing going on here. Mm-hmm. I've been at our Orange County location, Long Beach, and I didn't feel that same vibe. It was too big, you know, like, but this is special here, and in like 2-3 years, I feel like more breweries are going to pop up, maybe triple.
Wow.
You've noticed, no doubt, that the Roanoke region has developed in recent years a bit of a standing as a craft brew area. You must feel that you are certainly contributing to that.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to as much as possible. Even there's a YMCA the county wants to build in Daleville, and we're already throwing, you know, a charity event for them. And, you know, we're getting some beers for them. We're doing a three dinner course for them, and trying to help out any way we can, because the support has been right back to us.
So you can produce, I believe, up to 40 to 50 different varieties at this facility when it opens. How many can you do at once?
Let's see. Right now, we're going to start off with a 100-barrel system. That's going to be this summer. And then that copper tanks from Munich, they're going to produce about 9,000 gallons of beer in one batch. And they'll be producing like 24/7. So do a little math. That's a lot of beer. It's like a lot. So Miramar, our headquarters, produces the West Coast, pretty popular. And East Coast is going to have to do all East Coast, like Florida, New York, Chicago, you know, Texas, all that.
You talk about the quality control process. How many steps, how many people does it take along the production process?
It takes like one of the highest tech labs in the nation to test. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they're testing everything from the very beginning to like the third step to the, you know, there's lauter tun, mash tun, there's kettles, there it goes into the fermenters to finish, and they're getting that beer is getting tested every time in our lab. So,
okay, now you are owned, as in Ballast Point is owned by Constellation Brands, which owns a lot of other labels, Corona beer, dozens of wines, domestic and imported spirits like Black Velvet whiskey. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you work for a big conglomerate?
No, I actually forget we're under them until somebody like this mentions them. So they're more mainly like, I feel more for distribution, like the management team, like for myself and my other managers, we do what we do. You know, they don't want to touch anything that's working really well. So the management side, the retail, we're doing really good. And I'd forget if I didn't talk about them.
Now, we are speaking with Mike Alvarado, as the general manager of the newly opened Ballast Point tasting room and restaurant, and soon to have the production facility itself open up in Botetourt County. Now, there does seem to be a growing trend among craft brewers to be purchased by larger companies. I'm sure you're familiar that Anheuser-Busch, for instance, purchased Devil's Backbone in Nelson yep. County and Lexington there. Do you see that as a plus, a minus, or neither?
I guess it's case by case. Some I've noticed like some breweries, that's what they're about from day one. They just want to like make that money. But some breweries, you know, it's just like us, to help with distribution. And you just got to be clear with customers asking, oh, you're selling out. You know what? Our recipes aren't changing. No one's going anywhere. We're going to keep doing what we do. They're just helping us out so we could distribute more.
Let's turn one more time before we close to your tasting room. You were telling me before we started that out of the blue already, you've had a wedding reception booked, almost on no notice. But it sounds like this is something that you plan to do out there along with your standard brewing and tasting.
Yeah, I met a Michelle Day, and I met her just in the tasting room, you know, just talking to guests. And next thing you know, she does events. I'm like, oh, cool, we have a makeup room. And she came in the next day and said, hey, you want to do a wedding? I was like, no. I don't have the staff for that right now, but you know what? The area is available. What was supposed to happen, the weather is supposed to rain. So we're her backup plan. And if anything, I think they're going to come in anyways and do the ceremony. And I'm more than willing and happy to have them in and do their thing. Mm. But I can't like provide service. If anything, I'm going to get them beer, and I'm going to be the cocktail server for them. I love doing that stuff. I love helping the guests, making them happy, whatever it takes, you know.
All right, 8:54 now at WFIR. We've been talking this morning with Mike Alvarado, Ballast Point's Daleville General Manager. And, Mike, anything else you'd like to add before we move on?
Come on in. Have a good time. You know, grab a pint, look at the view, a beautiful view, maybe propose to your girl, and then then get some food, you know. Take it easy on our food.
Well, it's...
Please come and enjoy yourself.
Quite a facility, Mike, and I tell you what, it's been interesting in talking with you, and much success there, and thank you again for coming by. We appreciate it.
You got it. It was a pleasure.